So every Friday, we give away a $100 gift card from our friends at Great Lakes Brew Pub on Jarvis Street, right at the, basically Queens Quay and Jarvis. They sponsor the 4 for 4 quiz on Fridays, and we have a Canadian Thanksgiving quiz, and I mean specific to Canada and Thanksgiving and our habits, its origin, and the like. Have a listen.
Shall we play a game?
I appreciate this. Oh, this is beautiful. I can't believe it. Thank you. I don't know what to do.
All right, it's time to go to school, huh?
You will lose.
It's because a droid don't pull people's arms out of their sockets when they lose. Wookiees are known to do that.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
I think all those clips passed the smell test for 2022. Couple of them barely.
Couple of them have a little bit of an odor to
Chris
it.
Chris Tucker is yelling at Jackie Chan. But Jackie Chan, you know, he's in on the joke. If that was a real life moment, I don't know if we'd do it, but Rush Hour was an actual movie. Gord Rennie, Shiva Siddiqui, Greg Brady here. I've been booted from the quiz. I love participating in the quiz. I love when Shiva would get questions together, but we've deemed that you two are maybe the most studious and organized, so maybe you can organize your answers better than I can.
I've read a book.
Shiva, is that fair to say?
Well, you're the quiz master. I don't know.
Yeah, I know. I've been called worse, especially even in the last hour or so. So yesterday, by the way, someone texted in and they're like, wait a minute, did the Great Lakes... I was confused yesterday. For a minute, I thought the owner of the Great Lakes Brewing Company won a gift card to his own brewery. But he didn't. He was just setting us up. It was like a pregame to give a $100 gift card away to the Great Lakes Brewing Company, just right beside us almost, right at the edge of the lake, 11 Jarvis Street, and it'll be busy and popping today. So, Shiva, we have a participant on the line to play the quiz with us.
We do.
And go against you guys.
We do, and I already like him based on our chat before during the break. We have Chris Tatum joining us.
Hey, Chris, thanks for joining us on the quiz and on Toronto Today. How's everything going?
Hey, good morning. I know everything's going good. Sun's coming up. Nice day.
Yeah, how do you think the show's going so far? We're running on fumes. It's Friday. It's a long weekend.
You know what? I was saying to Shiva, and I'm not going to go too far back, but I've been listening to you guys since you... inception, since the movement over the last couple of years, and you guys are phenomenal. I just want to throw that out there that, you know, you guys are hilarious. I get a lot of chuckles, and just a treat to listen to you guys. Chemistry is hilarious, too.
Oh, thank you.
Okay,
thank
we're you. Done then. Let's give them the gift card. Yes. Let's shut this down.
So you're playing for a $1 million gift card to Great... Again, you can go into ownership with our friend yesterday. Chris, will you be celebrating Thanksgiving this weekend with family, friends, or otherwise?
You know what? I actually am flying to New Orleans for work, so unfortunately I won't be able to do that. But I'll be taking part in the leftovers that you guys...
I'm not going to feel bad for someone flying to New Orleans, Louisiana. Are you kidding me? That's one of the great cities in the world, let alone the continent. You'll have a great time there. You're not really going to work that hard in New Orleans.
No, it's conference related, and there's a bit of work that needs to get done, but it should be good.
Fantastic. Okay, are you ready to go? Our quiz, and Shiba and Gord don't know this because we don't want them prepping ahead of time. Stranger things have happened. Is on Canadian Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Ooh.
Gord,
okay.
Shiba, Chris. So, Chris, you're our guest. I'm the host. You're the guest. You get to go first. Shiva, stop. It's Friday. Here we go. There are a lot of myths and truths about turkeys flying. So tell us what the most true sentence is. I'm going to give you four sentences. No turkeys can fly. That's first. Number two, domestic turkeys can fly. Wild turkeys, because of their excess weight, they're heavier than domestic turkeys. That's true. Cannot. Or three, wild turkeys can fly. Domestic turkeys cannot. Or four, all damn turkeys can fly. No turkeys, just domestic turkeys, wild turkeys, or all turkeys. Who can fly, Chris?
Wild turkeys can fly.
Shiba?
Okay, what do you mean by fly? Like,
get
actually
up in
fly
the air.
In the sky?
Just
I've seen them fly over a fence. Does that count as flying?
I guess so. That's like a hurdle, though. That's like an Olympic event.
I'm going to go with Chris. I'm going to say wild turkeys.
Wild turkeys
well.
Can fly.
Oh.
I think this happened on WKRP episode for people.
And you know what? I'm going to throw one out here for Greg here, because you've been to Lynn Shore's conservation area. I've seen wild turkeys in the trees. okay?
Oh, my God. That would be amazing. That's worth the price of parking, which is like $7 to see a wild turkey hanging over you in a tree. I've never even thought about that.
Yeah.
Gord, what's your answer?
Despite that overwhelming evidence, I'm still going to say no turkeys can fly.
They're right. You're wrong. Ah. Wild turkeys can fly. Domestic turkeys cannot.
Oh.
Cannot fly. I've had wild turkeys walk past my house, about 11 of them, and they just walk down the sidewalk. They're going to the super mailbox. I'm like, they don't have a... There's no way anybody's...
Was it like West Side Story where they're like snapping
They were
wings?
In good synchronicity. I'll put it that way. It was like Michael, the Thriller dance in the Michael Jackson video. All right. We first started celebrating, as Canadians, I mean that, we started celebrating Thanksgiving in what month? In what month, Gord? September, October, or November? The very first Thanksgiving was in what month? Be careful. September, October, or November?
I'm sticking with October.
Okay. Sheba.
I'm going to say November.
Chris.
I'm going to say November. Yeah, I'm going to say November.
Again, you two have it. November 6, 1879. We moved to the second Monday in October in 1957. Not sure why. If only our politics were that simple now, and we're just yelling at each other about what day Thanksgiving should be. Wonderful. Number three, we'll start with Sheba here. This day, Monday, coincides with what U.S. holiday? The U.S. just seemed to have tons of holidays. We could use more also. Veterans Day, Columbus Day, or Washington's birthday? Which U.S. holiday is on Monday to coincide with Thanksgiving, Sheba?
Oh, that's hard. What's the first one?
Veterans Day, Columbus Day, Washington's birthday.
I'm going to say Veterans Day.
Okay. Chris?
Yeah, I think it's Columbus Day, I think. I might be wrong, though.
Okay. Gord?
My stats should say I should go with one of those other two, but I'm going with Washington's birthday.
Again, you guys are rolling up the red carpet for our guest. Columbus Day is the right answer.
Oh, Chris!
That's a big one.
You are smoking this.
Washington's birthday is in the winter. And Veterans Day, obviously, in the United States coincides with Hello, Remembrance Day.
Obviously.
Come on,
it's easy to be the quiz master sometimes. And finally, our final one. Oh, my gosh, I lost it temporarily. What I was going to ask you was a variation of a question on pies. So my question is the most popular pie in Canada based on a 2019 survey. Okay, our favorite pie is pecan, pumpkin, or apple. Chris, you go first.
I gotta say apple.
Okay, Gordon?
I gotta go pumpkin.
Sheba?
Okay, I'm saying apple because I was surprised at this. I think I know the... watch me be wrong now. I thought it would be pumpkin, but it turned out to be apple when
you're,
I read up
on No, this. You're both right. Gord, you're struggling. This was something that we'll have to reassess around 9:02 a.m. Apple is the pie of choice for Canadians, followed closely by strawberry.
What?
Chris, have you ever had a strawberry pie?
I've never even had a strawberry. I've had rhubarb custard is good, but...
It is?
Pecan pumpkin.
Yeah, pumpkin is fifth. I was shocked by that. Wow. More people have lemon meringue, which is my go-to.
Yeah, me too.
More people have lemon meringue and pecan than pumpkin. Lemon meringue's third. Where do we get all the lemons? Don't we have a lemon shortage? Supply chain issues? Supply chain. I don't know. Hey, Chris, you'll get a $100 gift card to Great Lakes Brew Pub for our friends down there. And have a wonderful trip to New Orleans, Louisiana. Text us on the show. Let us know how it goes.
Thanks. I really appreciate it. And take care. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody.
Thanks so much.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.